Amen. I'd like for you to get your Bibles out this morning, and I would like for you to turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. San Lucas, capítulo 3. I'm trying to say it myself. If you love Jesus this morning, say amen. I want to speak with you a message entitled, The Evidence of Repentance. Repentance. And so we were going to get into Luke chapter 3. And we'll begin reading at verse 4. Cuatro. But before we get into the word, I want to just address the mass shootings that have taken place. If you've been watching the news and are up with the news, you've seen that yesterday was a major shooting in El Paso, Texas. Then there was just a recent one this morning or today we saw in the news in Ohio. Yeah, I think it was Ohio. Anyways, what I want to say is this. When we see these mass shootings and the way that they're occurring through our nation, it begins to cause us to wonder what is going on with the United States of America. Our liberals and our Democrat leaders would want to say, take away our guns. But that is not the solution to the problem. You know what's happening in our nation? Our nation is losing its conscience. In our big cities and a lot of places here in the United States of America, they're trying to remove the Ten Commandments. They're trying to discourage people from going to church. And sometimes we don't realize that the liberal agenda is to remove God out of our country. The problem is not the guns. The problem is the conscience of men and women. When there is no value to human life, you will find that that person has rejected an understanding of God. It's only when we know God personally that we begin to understand the value of human life. And a lot of that is happening in our world is numbing the conscience of human beings. And so therefore, they don't feel bad in taking human life. We don't need to take away guns. We need to proclaim the truth of God's Word. People need to know that sin is sin. And so we need to pray for those communities that have been affected by these shooters. Those families that have lost loved ones in these shootings. But we also need to pray for our young people. And understand that a lot of the things that are in our world are taking away the conscience of our young people. Violence, in whatever shape it comes into the home.
Violencia en cualquier cosa que pase, en cualquier cosa, modo que pase en nuestros hogares.
Is making people less sensitive to violence.
Nos hacen menos sensitivos a la violencia.
So pray for America.
So vamos a orar por América.
That America would experience a new revival throughout the land.
Que América se reviva otra vez.
The answer is not going to be the next president.
La respuesta no va a ser un nuevo presidente.
It's going to be a renewed focus towards God.
Va a ser un nuevo enfoqueo a nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. Amen. In Luke chapter 3,
en Lucas, capítulo 3,
we find John the Baptist.
Encontramos a Juan el Bautista.
And John the Baptist was a prophet of the Lord. And he was called of God to prepare the way for the Lord. Before the Messiah would make his entrance onto the scene, John the Baptist would begin to prepare the way of the hearts of individuals to receive Christ.
Juan el Bautista empezó a predicar sobre nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And his message was a message of repentance.
Y el mensaje de él era el mensaje de arrepentimiento.
He was calling the people that gathered to hear him to a place of repentance.
Él cuando hablaba, le hablaba a la gente de arrepentimiento.
Repentance is a word that means to turn around.
Arrepentimiento es una palabra que significa darse la vuelta.
And there was a call to the people of that day to turn from their life of sin.
Y era un llamado para la gente de que cuando todos los pecadores se dieran la vuelta.
And to begin to turn towards God.
Y que se empezaran a dar la vuelta al camino del Señor.
Let's read verses 4 through 9.
Vamos a leer, empezar a leer del verso 4 al 9.
And it says this. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying,
así está escrito en el libro del profeta Isaías.
It says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Voz de uno que gritaba en el desierto, preparen el camino del Señor.
Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth.
Toda montaña y colina será allanada, los caminos torcidos se enderezarán, las sendas escabrosas quedarán llenas de todo mortal.
And as he just read, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And the scripture says in verse 7, then he said to the crowds that came to be baptized by him,
muchos acudían a Juan para que los bautizaran.
He said, you children of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Quien les dijo, ¿qué podrán escapar del castigo que se acerca?
Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham.
Produzcan frutos que demuestren arrepentimiento, y no se pongan a pensar, tenemos a Abraham por padre, porque les digo que aún de estas piedras Dios es capaz de darles hijos a Abraham.
Even now the axe is put to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Es más, el hecho ya, ya está puesta a la raíz de los árboles, y todo árbol que no produzca buen fruto será cortado y arrojado al fuego.
Let's read the first part of verse 8 one more time, and it says, therefore bear fruit worthy of repentance. The first part of verse 8.
Produzcan fruto que demuestren arrepentimiento. No se pongan a pensar.
Yeah, that's good. The evidence of repentance is what we're talking about this morning. Let's pray. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would bring to our hearts an understanding of your desire, even as to how it applies in our day. I pray that, Lord, you would produce, even through this very message, Lord, the desire to be a people that walk in repentance. And so bless the preaching of your word, we ask, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In that day when John the Baptist was preaching, many, many people came to hear the preaching of John the Baptist. I'm sure they heard word that there was a preacher preaching out in the wilderness. And so there was a lot of excitement in the air. There's this prophet proclaiming the word. John the Baptist's message was one of repentance. And there were times in that crowd that some groups of people came to him that he rebuked. He even called them snakes. He said, you children of vipers. He says, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who warned you from the wrath to come? And when you think about it, John the Baptist wasn't messing around. He wasn't preaching an easy or happy-go-lucky message. He was preaching God's heart. And sometimes God's word to us is sometimes hard. But God loves us enough to tell us what we really need. And so whenever certain crowds would come around, he would say, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And what he was in essence saying is, it's not enough to be a part of the crowd. It's like in our day, it's not enough to say, well, I attend Center Assembly of God. You know, I'm a part of the crowd. Instead, he began to speak to their lives and their personal experiences. And he begins to tell them, you need to bring fruit worthy of repentance. Evidence that there is true repentance. And I'm here to say that as children of God, there will be an evidence in our lives that God has changed us. When God is at work in our lives, there is a change.
hay un cambio.
But it's not always instantaneous.
Pero no es todo el tiempo instantáneo.
But in the way that he likens their lives to a tree,
pero la misma forma que nos comparan a un árbol,
and not just any tree, but a fruit tree,
pero no cualquier árbol, sino un árbol que da fruta.
He's explaining to them and to us that our tree, as in regards to our relationship with God, is gonna bear fruit. There's gonna be evidence on that tree. For those that have apple trees in their yards, if the wind didn't blow away all the flowers, that flower is going to develop into an apple. And then after a little while, you're going to see the apples all over that tree. And there is no doubt it's an apple tree. And in a very simple way, the Lord is speaking to us. Is that when we turn to God in repentance, and we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, there will begin to develop in our lives an evidence of repentance.
Una evidencia de que nosotros nos volvimos a la palabra del Señor.
It's not going to be hard to know.
No va a ser difícil de saber.
There's something different about you.
Hay algo diferente sobre ti.
We're not the same people we used to be.
No somos la misma gente que éramos antes.
We're not using the bad words like we used to use.
No usamos las malas palabras que usábamos antes.
And we feel horrible when one slips out. We don't act the way we used to act.
No actuamos como actuamos antes.
Because God is working in us.
Porque Dios está trabajando en nosotros.
God is changing us.
Dios nos está cambiando.
And it's just like that fruit tree.
Y es como ese árbol de fruta.
It starts out fruitless.
Empieza sin frutas.
But then as it's tended to, it begins to grow. It begins to flower. It begins to grow small, little tiny fruit. And then that fruit begins to grow. So there's hope in this message too. There's a starting point. But then there's a growing that takes place. In the same way, the farmer is patient for their crop. We need to be patient with ourselves as well. You don't judge your fruit by the fruit on somebody else. You just stay loving Jesus with all of your heart. And fruit is guaranteed to grow. Now, mind you have to have the right elements to grow. A fruit tree is not going to grow without any water. It's not going to grow without any sunlight. It's for sure not going to grow if it's not planted in the ground. Sometimes it needs to be dug around and fertilized to grow. But if all of those elements are intact, that tree is going to grow fruit. The Word of God is described in the Bible as water.
La palabra del Señor está es como palabra de agua.
It's also described as milk.
También está describida como leche.
It's described as bread.
Describida como pan.
It's described as something that will sustain your spiritual life.
Está describida también como que va a sostener tu vida.
So if we're not in the Word,
so si no estamos en nuestra palabra,
and we don't have a life in the Bible,
no tenemos vida en nuestra, en la Biblia,
then how do we expect fruit to grow?
¿Cómo empiezan que la fruta va a crecer?
Amen?
Amen.
It also goes into our relationship with God and our prayer lives. But when we have a life in the Word and a prayer life,
vida,
we're walking hand in hand with the Lord.
Mano a mano con el Señor,
your tree is going to grow fruit. When these groups begin to come to John the Baptist, when the people began to come to John the Baptist, some of them said, well, John, what should we do? He's just called them snakes. And so he said, well, what should we do in verse 10? And he says in verse 11, if you have two tunics or two kind of jackets, let him give to him who doesn't have one. And he who has food, do the same. Where before we just want to be selfish and not care about the needs of others, now they're concerned about the needs of others.
Preocupados por las necesidades de otros.
Some of those people were tax collectors in verse 12.
Muchos de estos eran colectores de taxes.
And they said, what should we do?
Y ellos decían, ¿qué vamos a hacer?
And he says, collect no more than what is appointed you.
Que colectaran no más de lo que era apropiado.
In other words, don't be dishonest anymore.
En otras palabras, que no fueran deshonestos.
Carry yourself with integrity.
Que se cuidaran y que se, que fueran íntegros.
Even some soldiers said, what should we do?
Hasta soldados decían, ¿qué no, qué podemos hacer?
Verse 14,
verso 14,
he says, don't do violence to anyone.
Dice que no hicieran violencia a la gente.
Or don't accuse falsely.
Que no acusaran falsamente.
And be content with your wages.
Está contento con tu salario.
In other words, stop being a bully.
En otras palabras, que pararan de ser bullies.
Don't be such a violent person.
Que no sean violentos.
Don't be lying about people.
Que no estuvieran mintiendo sobre la gente.
And he says, don't be complaining about what you earn.
Que no estuvieran quejándose de lo que ganaban.
These are different elements that display fruit.
Estos son diferentes elementos que significan fruta.
Fruit of repentance.
Fruto de arrepentimiento.
And in chapter 19, you don't have to turn there, of the Gospel of Luke.
En capítulo 19, necesitan mirar eso.
We have the story of a short little guy named Zacchaeus.
Tenemos la historia de un hombre muy pequeño que se llamaba Zacchaeus.
And Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, and he got into a tree and he saw him. You all remember that?
Y este hombre se montó a un árbol para poder ver a Jesús.
Then Jesus says, come down, Zacchaeus, let's go to your house, let's eat.
Y le dijo Jesucristo, Zacchaeus, bájate, vamos a comer en tu casa.
And the scripture says that he came down and received Jesus joyfully.
Y en la escritura dice que se bajó del árbol y lo recibió muy alegre.
He did that because, in essence, he's receiving Christ into his life joyfully. It's a salvation experience.
Él hizo eso porque había una evidencia de que él estaba aceptando a Jesucristo.
But there was other people that knew Zacchaeus in his life.
Pero había mucha gente que también conocía a Zacchaeus en su vida.
They knew he didn't do everything right. And so there's some people complaining about it. How can Jesus go into his house? Why would Jesus go into the house of a sinner like Zacchaeus? But then Zacchaeus stands up in the midst. And he says, Lord.
Señor.
He says, look.
Mira.
I give half of all my possessions to the poor. He was not a poor man.
Él no era un hombre pobre.
He was actually a wealthy man.
Era un hombre rico.
And he says, I'm going to give half of it to the poor.
Y dijo que iba a dar.
And he says, if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I'll repay him four times as much.
Y dijo que si él había quitado a alguien, que le iba a pagar.
Not only is he giving half of his wealth away,
que no solamente está dando la mitad de sus riquezas,
being a tax collector like he was, he had an account of everyone he's got money from.
Siendo que él era colector, él tenía todos los récords de todos los que daban dinero.
And he also knows that he took more from some of them.
Y él también sabía que había quitado mucho más de lo que debía.
I don't know how he would remember it. Maybe put a star beside their name. But he said, it doesn't matter, I'm going to give those that I took from four times as much as I took from them. So if he took $100 from someone, he gave them back $400. There was an evidence on display in Zacchaeus' life.
Había una evidencia en la vida de Zacchaeus de arrepentimiento.
There is an evidence of repentance.
Había una evidencia de arrepentimiento.
He has given his life to Jesus joyfully.
Le había dado su vida a Jesucristo alegre.
And because he's born again, there's now a change in him.
Y porque había sido nacido de nuevo, había un cambio en él.
And no one could talk ill against that change in his life. Jesus responded at what Zacchaeus just said. And he says, today salvation has come to this house. It's not enough just to attend church. It's not enough just to say, hey, I'm a part of that group that goes to that church. It's not enough to be raised in the family of someone that attends a church. But ultimately, we need to make a decision to repent of all of our old ways. Turn to God with all of our hearts. Receive Him joyfully into our lives. And when that happens, there is a change. Old things have passed away. And all things have become brand new. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. Amen. We've all been there. If you've received Jesus, you were at that place. Amen. But now, God is still working in you to bear more fruit for His glory. If you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is repent. Turn directly to Jesus with all of your heart. Turn away from those old former things that were destructive. And the Lord will receive you unto Himself. You have to receive Him joyfully in your hearts. Open your heart to Him. And then begin to allow Him to work in your life. It starts small.
Empieza pequeño.
I'm not saying salvation is small.
No quiero decir que salvación es chica.
But you begin to take those steps towards the Lord.
Pero empieza a hacer paso por paso.
And that fruit tree is going to begin to grow.
Y ese árbol de frutas empezará a crecer.
And before you know it, people are going to be looking at you and they're going to say, wow, something is different about you. How many of you are grateful that God loves us so much? Amen. Let's stand.